This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca, let's take a look at what's going on in China this week, if we can see it, that is. I mean, massive amount of smog in China, particularly the northeastern part of China. They're calling it airpocalypse. Visibility due to this heavy smog is, in some cases, only as much as 3 to 10 feet. It's reports of people not being able to see the person standing right next to them. This has closed schools. It's obviously major health alerts. Airports have been closed. Airplanes can't land. What's going on here? Why this massive amount of smog in this part of China?
Well, as you said, there's a lot of smog. And if we look at the air quality, I mean, I think that's the big concern here is there are health consequences to this amount of smog. And the air quality scores that they use in China, they're similar to the scores that we use here. The top score is 500. And the northern province that you mentioned has reached that amount at 500. That's not to say that it isn't above 500. The stops counting at 500. So this is incredibly serious. There are a couple of things that they're blaming this on. The first is a lack of wind. You know, when you have wind that can move some of that pollution or disperse it a little bit. Also, the time of the year when many of the crops, they're finished and they're now burning them to replace them in the coming year. And so there's a lot of smoke and that's in the air as well. And then, as you mentioned, winter is coming. This is a very cold part of the world. And the municipal heating structure is based on coal. And so that's adding to the pollution there.
So they've increased their coal burning power plants in order to respond to this drop in temperature that's going on right now. The very far northeast part of China. So, you know, maybe this will shift. I mean, it really doesn't seem to be due to manufacturing in the area. Like you said, just a lack of wind, a lot of burning off of last year's crops, and then cold temperatures. But certain health effects, undoubtedly.
Well, and this is something that they deal with every year, having to kind of decide, are we going to worry about pollution or worry about heat? And it just seems to be the perfect storm this year.